The Amazon Tax and Meta's Tobacco Moment, Platform Power on Trial. Seth Godin's essay The Amazon Tax landed at 1,208 points and 635 comments, the day's clear consensus top story, and its argument cut straight to attention reshaping e-commerce. Selling on Amazon's marketplace has become, for most consumer brands, effectively non-optional. Godin frames the platform's ever-rising revenue share not as a fee for services rendered but as a tax, something paid not because it delivers equivalent value but because the alternative is worse. Hacker News commenters largely accepted that diagnosis and quickly moved to the harder question. Is any of it illegal? The answer turns on a distinction most readers miss. The Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890 does not prohibit having a monopoly. It prohibits using predatory or exclusionary conduct to acquire or maintain one. Amazon holds reportedly north of 40% of U.S. e-commerce, but market share alone is insufficient under American law. The Federal Trade Commission's ongoing investigation focuses on a narrower allegation that Amazon actively punishes sellers who offer lower prices on competing platforms, conduct closer to the legal line than simply charging high fees. One commenter offered a useful analogy. A shopping mall may charge high rent legally, but a lease clause barring tenants from opening cheaper stores within 50 miles edges toward restraint of trade. The FTC's case is essentially arguing Amazon's digital equivalent of that second scenario. Godin's essay also drew comparisons to Walmart's supplier squeeze of the 1990s and 2000s, with the HN thread concluding the dynamics differ in degree rather than kind, a monopsony that has simply scaled further and faster. Meanwhile, a piece in The Economist drawing parallels between Meta's current trial and 1990s big tobacco litigation generated 248 points and nearly 200 comments. The core allegation? That internal Meta research reportedly documented harms to adolescent mental health that the company allegedly failed to act upon mirrors the tobacco industry's pattern of internal knowledge and public minimization. Plaintiffs are testing whether recommendation algorithms and design choices such as Infinite Scroll constitute a company's own product, potentially sidestepping Section 230 traditional shield against liability for user-generated content. If that legal theory succeeds, the downstream consequences extend well beyond Meta. Every platform running engagement-optimized recommendation systems, TikTok, YouTube, LinkedIn, would face a fundamentally different regulatory environment. Both the Amazon tax debate and the Meta trial are unfolding in a political moment, observers noted, when bipartisan appetite for platform regulation is higher than at any point in the social media era.